have arrived at this primitive kind of communication. A higher development is reached when further signs are introduced and assumed. If language is to lead at all to understanding, there must be rules concerning the relation between the signs on the one hand, and on the other hand, there must be a stable correspondence between signs and impression. When man becomes conscious of the rules, for instance, such words as is or thing, when language becomes thus partially independent from the background of impressions, a greater inner coherence is gained. Has not every one of us struggled for words? Language becomes an instrument of reasoning in the true sense of the word. What is it that brings about such an intimate connection between language and thinking? Is there no thinking without the use of language? This makes us realize to what extent the same language means the same mentality.